It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Moreno. Good morning. Candidates for statewide office in New Mexico and the State House of Representatives, along with political committees, were required to file reports on recent campaign contributions and spending Monday before midnight. The campaign for governor of New Mexico by Republican Congressman Steve Pierce has taken in $750,000 since July 1st in new contributions and transfers from a congressional campaign account. Pierce's campaign announced Monday that it had stockpiled $1.9 million in cash as of September 3rd. The oil and natural gas industry figured prominently among supporters, with at least 20 contributions linked to companies or individuals affiliated with extractive industries. The Democratic candidate for governor of New Mexico, Michelle Lujan Grisham, says she's raised an additional $1.9 million in campaign funds since July 1st. Lujan Grisham said that her campaign had about $1.3 million in cash on hand amid a spree of spending on television advertising ahead of the November general election. Campaign finance filings released Monday show that several contributions from the state's medical cannabis sector to the congresswoman and candidate for governor since July 1st totaled more than $20,000. On the Tuesday Health Watch, diagnosing heart attacks, many people who walk into the ER with chest pains or other symptoms of a heart attack may have something else. Parkland Hospital and UT Southwestern Medical Center are among the first places in the country to use a new blood test that detects or rules out heart attacks faster. Dr. Sandeep Das talked with this with Sam Baker.
One of the definitions of a heart attack is death of some of your heart muscle. And one of the ways we detect a heart attack is we look for things that should live inside a heart muscle cell that get released when the heart muscle cell dies. So one of those is a protein called cardiac troponin, and that normally lives inside all the cardiac heart muscle cells. And then when those muscle cells die, like in a heart attack, cells themselves break open and the things that were inside them get released out. If we can detect quantities of that in the blood, then that's abnormal. And specifically, what you would look for is you'd look for a rise and then fall of the detectable enzyme troponin in the blood to help diagnose a heart attack.
Is this the only procedure that takes place when someone is brought in for a possible heart attack?
So it's definitely just part of the process. The number one thing that helps us know what's going on is a good history and physical exam, a good electrocardiogram, those electrical tracings that show the electrical activity of the heart, and then it's a blood test.
So the new blood test speeds up the process, doesn't it?
Exactly. So in our traditional algorithm, there's about 5 million people a year come to the emergency room with chest pain, and the possibility of a heart attack is sort of in what we call the differential diagnosis, meaning the range of things that could be causing this chest pain. A lot of those people end up getting what's called ruled out for a heart attack, meaning that you do a series of tests, which is the electrocardiogram and the blood test, to try to definitively prove that they're not having a heart attack. The traditional algorithm that we use today takes many hours, let's say at least 6 to 8 hours, to get an answer. With the new higher sensitivity assay, we can definitively rule out a heart attack in about 50% of patients by 1 hour.
What makes it faster?
So it's more sensitive and more precise. It can detect a rise earlier. It's also more precise. Some people with conditions like high blood pressure, what we call left ventricular hypertrophy, a thickened heart muscle, those people can have chronic elevations but flat of troponin. So what this test would allow you to do is very precisely say that it's not changing. And this is actually an assay that's been used in Europe for about 5 or 6 years.
But it's taken the FDA a while to approve this. What accounts for the delay?
So it's a little bit of a controversial topic, right? Because a lot of people feel like the FDA drags their feet on a lot of things. And I don't think that's fair. You know, I think that they've decided that they're going to be very heavily into the side of safety, at least historically. By having that as your default bias, you're going to be slower. In Europe, where this test has been used for 5 or 6 years, they don't universally test everybody that walks in the hospital with chest pain. They're very selective. And so if you or I came into the hospital with bad indigestion, we probably would get a blood test to make sure we weren't having a heart attack. And that's something that would be probably much less likely in Europe.
None of this with the higher sensitivity test does any good if you don't recognize a problem when it occurs. So what should people look for and how should they respond?
One thing I would say is that there are certain characteristics that we view as more, we say, typical of cardiac pain, is that it tends to generally be in the center of your chest or in the left side of your chest, that it is worse with exertion, that it's relieved by rest, or if you have nitroglycerin tablets, it's relieved by nitroglycerin.
Mm-hmm.
Time course for a significant you know, heart-related pain usually lasts more than 20 minutes or so. You know, if it's something that lasts a minute or two or seconds and then goes away, it's unlikely to be. But beyond that, I think one thing I would say to everybody is just listen to, you know, you're the expert on your own body. You know when something feels like, you know, this is more than I would have expected, or this is something that just seems completely out of normal for me. And then you have to come in and get checked out, and probably it won't be a heart attack, and you shouldn't feel, you know, chagrin because you came in and it wasn't a heart attack, right? Because there's no way you can know that. If you're at all seriously concerned that you're having a problem, come in and get checked out. And if it's bad enough pain or something like that, it's probably something. If it's not a heart attack and you're coming in and it's a blood clot in your lung or it's something else, you need to have that diagnosed anyway.
Dr. Sandeep Das, thank you for being with me.
Thanks. Appreciate it.